Chapter 1. I begin to stand, realise my maxi skirt is stuck to my thighs, and subtly unpeel the cotton from my skin.
Go for it, Katie whispers.
I don't reply. Why did I volunteer to do this stupid presentation? Public speaking, not my strong point. Let's be honest, public anything, not my strong point. Whenever you're ready, Violet, Miss Thompson says. I give the fabric one final tug and make my way to the front of the class. I suddenly feel very small, like my classmates have shrink rays attached to their eyes. Shrinking Violet. This makes me laugh. Now I look unhinged, as well as nervous. Miss Thompson smiles at me from her crumbling desk. So, Violet, tell us about your favourite novel, which is The Gallows Dance by Sally King, I reply. A collective groan from the boys in the back row, but they're only faking disappointment. I saw them at the cinema less than a year ago when the film version came out and, as I recall, they all left with suspiciously red eyes. I take a deep breath and begin to talk. Once upon a time, there lived a race known as the humans. The humans were smart and ambitious, but they were also greedy, a greed that extended to their ever-increasing obsession with perfection, the perfect body, mind and life. At the turn of the 22nd century, this obsession led to the first wave of genetically enhanced humans. I leave a dramatic pause and glance around the room. I'd hoped they'd look enthralled, wide-eyed, but instead they look half asleep. The gems. Genetically enhanced man. Tall, strong, good-looking. Intelligence, quotients, above 130. It wasn't long before the gems moved to beautiful areas of countryside, called the pastures, free from disease and crime. I shift my weight between my feet, sweep my hair from my eyes, and push that nagging thought that I'm making a giant fool of myself into the dark, unused part of my brain. But what of the non-genetically enhanced humans? Normal men and women, like you and me. They became known as the imperfects. The imps, sealed inside the old cities, London, Manchester, Paris, Moscow, rife with disease and crime, locked behind miles of snaking city walls and bombed into submission. Only the stronger and more able imps were permitted to enter the pastures, to serve the gems as slaves. The word human became unspoken, forbidden. There were only gems and imps.
So I'm an imp, Ryan Bell interrupts from the back of the class. Is that what you're saying?
Great, just what I need, a heckler. And I wish I had the balls to point out that he must already know this, having sat through 2 hours of the film, Kleenex firmly clamped to nose.
Shut it, jerkhead, Katie says.
Her red bob whips in a perfect arc as she spins around to face him. I can't see her features, but I know she's giving him that look, the one where she narrows her pea-green eyes and presses her lips together.
There ain't nothing imperfect about me, Ryan says.
Katie makes this strange noise, halfway between a laugh and a cough. Miss Thompson frowns.
I think what Violet is trying to say is that we're all imps, Ryan. Unless you're a superhuman from the future, which I highly doubt.
Deep breath. Ignore the numb lips. To ensure the continued subjugation of the imps, the gems gathered every week in great coliseums and watched the imps hang, an event known as the Gallows Dance. But some of the imps refused to accept their fate, forming a group of rebels, determined to reinstate basic imp rights. The rebel leader was called Thorn. I fumble with my papers and locate his picture, a printout from the film. Miss Thompson slides it from my clammy fingers and pins it to the wall. Thorn's image completely fails to capture his power, his drive. This small, he just looks like a bondage pirate action man, head to toe in black leather, eye patch slung across his chiselled face. Thorn hatched an elaborate...